And NPR's Julie Rovner is back here in the studio now. And as you said, she does really, really love her Medicare. And according to polls, a lot of seniors love their Medicare. How typical is she?
Well, she's certainly typical, as you said, in that she loves her Medicare. Obviously, there's good reason for seniors to love their Medicare. The program is heavily subsidized by taxpayers. It gives Medicare beneficiaries virtually free choice of any doctor and hospital that they want. And the benefits are, by and large, pretty good. Where she is not all that typical is that she's both relatively wealthy for a senior, and she has very good retiree coverage from her previous employer. So basically, all of her medical costs are covered, including prescription drugs. She's got a terrific prescription drug plan. Also, as you heard in the piece, she is a very savvy healthcare consumer. She's figured out how to coordinate all of her own care, how to find doctors that talk to each other so she doesn't need to undergo duplicate tests or go to doctors, you know, extra times. That's something that Medicare does not automatically do.
And a big criticism of the program as a driver of the costs, the increasing costs, right?
That's right. Because Medicare doesn't do that, it's considered, you know, wildly inefficient. And it's one of the things that these healthcare overhaul bills now in Congress are looking to try to fix. You know, current seniors may be happy with their Medicare, but the program is not in good enough financial shape to support the onslaught of 78 million baby boomers who are getting ready to start joining it next year.
So tell us more about what Congress wants to do about that.
Well, Congress is trying to find a way to make Medicare more efficient, not necessarily by cutting benefits or raising taxes or cutting payments to doctors or hospital, but by creating new systems of care and payment that would reward higher quality care and pay less for care that wouldn't necessarily lead to better health. Now, that's easy to say, but figuring out which kind of care is which is not so easy. And since all of that care is income to healthcare providers, there's an awful lot of yelling and screaming going on right now, much of which is scaring seniors. So that's what's created all the hubbub.
Mm-hmm. And then, though, some of the hubbub, they do have a point in that there will be cuts, right?
That's right. It takes a while to create these new systems of payment to really change a lot of incentives. So in the short run, to make these bills what we call deficit neutral, to actually pay for themselves, there will be some short-term cuts to these healthcare providers. Now, they're trying to make these cuts in places that analysts have said are overpaid. One big fat target is these private health plans that serve Medicare patients. They're called Medicare Advantage plans. They get paid about 14% more than is considered necessary to serve these patients. They could cut that 14%. It would be many billions of dollars. On the other hand, a lot of people in those plans are getting extra benefits, more than the regular Medicare benefits. They would probably lose some of those extra benefits, things like eye care and foot care, things that Medicare doesn't normally provide. So, yes, some of those extra benefits could go away.
Six bras, for example, that Audrey received.
Well,
for
she's not in a Medicare Advantage plan, but, yeah, maybe that's a place where they could save just a little bit of money without cutting back on necessary care.
So the bottom line is that they're trying not to cut back on the necessary core care, but just the extras.
That is the object.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
That's NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Our series of profiles on people and their health care is called Are You Covered? And it's produced in partnership with Kaiser Health News, a nonprofit news service. For more on that series and on health care, you can go to our website, npr.org. Thank you.